This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now we need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Matier.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. As state lawmakers continue to work on hundreds of bills before the end of the session at the end of the week, the debate continues over a measure that the legislature passed last year. Governor Newsom recently touted the state's $20 minimum wage for fast food workers as creating 11,000 new jobs. The industry, however, is saying not so fast. All right, Phil, this is the tale of two stories. So let's take a look at what the governor is saying and what the industry's response has been.
Well, what the governor is saying is that in the couple of months since the law kicked in, the new minimum wage, $20 an hour, at fast food restaurants. Now, a fast food restaurant under the state's definition is somebody that, you know, just sells fast food but has 60 or more stores nationwide. So it's some of the larger chains. He said that basically since then, when people were projecting gloom and doom, that actually 11,000 jobs had been created. The fast food industry turns around and says, wait a minute, you're only talking about a couple of months here. You know, it's kind of early to be doing a victory lap. And besides, this was right when the summer season kicked in, when traditionally more people are hired, whether it's at amusement parks or this or there, in fast food enterprises for the summer surge. We'll have to see how it goes down the line. Now, what makes this a little debate interesting and worth listening to is that it's just in the about the second in a series of moves we see where the state is trying to take control of worker rights, workers' pay, workers' responsibility in the state, in part because these workers, like fast food workers or clerks at grocery stores, have had an up and down fight trying to unionize. So now lawmakers, especially Democrats in Sacramento, are saying, let's make laws mandating this. And in this case, it was a law mandating minimum wage plus working conditions that would be set up by a council made up of industry and union people. Now, the first thing is the wage, and it's to do to also possibly go up next year as well. The other thing is working conditions, which if you've been in a fast food restaurant lately, you notice have changed a lot. Rather than somebody taking the order, you go up to a kiosk and make the order there. Is that one less job, or is that a better job created for the person that's now behind the counter?
Well, that's a very interesting point. Going back in time, Phil, legislators originally proposed a $22 minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And then after a bunch of negotiation, it was a $20 minimum wage. Do you think that the legislature is going to go back and mandate more raises?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to let this council call the shots. OK, like I said, it's going to be made up. It is made up of industry and union people, and they're going to be setting it there. And they're expected to do it, reset it. Yes, Patty, as inflation goes. And speaking of inflation, you know, under this deal, all of the fast food restaurants had to raise the wages. As a result of that, they all rose their prices as well, because it wasn't like you were going to get a cheaper burger at Wendy's than at McDonald's. Everybody was going to have to be paying the same wages. So as a consequence, people have been to fast foods, myself included. It's more expensive now than ever. It's gone up rather than the usual 3-4%. It's gone up 8-10%. How much of that is because of the $20 minimum wage remains to be seen. But already there's a new law and a new debate going on in Sacramento where they're considering this law that would set rules on self-checkout counters at stores like Target that would say that you had, for every two self-checkouts, you had to have a clerk, and there could only be 10 or fewer items that you check out. So once again, the legislature's taking a look at daily life and saying, okay, let's see what the rules are going to be as we change in the economy and in the tech world.
Our thanks to KCBS Insider Phil Matier.